This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of program. As always, you're invited to join us right here. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot, of course, as always, of interest worth talking about. The TSA calling in sick. A lot of TSA officers want to definitely discuss that tonight. And this week was also marked the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. It's probably worth touching on that topic. I just actually got off the air with one of our affiliates, WLOB, in Portland, Maine.
AMFM. I thought Bitcoin was dead.
Well, that's what some people have said.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
Over many years, yeah. Not just this year. But
the rumors of its demise are greatly outblown.
Exaggerated. Yeah.
Greatly exaggerated.
Tom Sawyer?
I think the Twain gets that one.
Twain, yeah. Was he writing that about himself, or was that his character, Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, I think it was
Huck
about
Finn?
Himself.
Or it was both. He did both, right?
He did both.
I never really read any of his stuff.
I liked the best Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court was, I thought, the best one.
Huh. So you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to open up by going straight to the phones, though, because, again, Free Talk Live, open phones every single night here as we go to Ben in Virginia, listening online at LRN.FM. Go ahead, Ben.
Hello. I just wanted to talk about the government shutdown.
Yeah, please do.
So I was just wondering, if the government shut down, does that affect, national forests? Because I went out on a hike earlier today, and I was thinking, would national forests be closed because of it? Or?
So one of the things that they try to do when they do these shutdowns, and, of course, they're not the full government's not shut down. They shut down what they call the, non-essential. And so,
which, of course, they should have no non-essential stuff anyway.
They consider those to include the parks departments generally, and so what they'll do is they'll put up barriers and things like that around the entrances and such to parks.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Most of the time they've done that, but that, of course, it won't stop you from hiking onto the land, and how many of the rangers are there, and would they try to stop you? I suspect not many, and probably not, but I don't know for sure.
So probably an overall better experience, right?
Yeah, if you don't have to run into forest rangers, I guess so. It's not like park bathrooms are particularly nice anyway, so I would just say prepare to go out in the woods rather than try to use the bathroom, because I'm betting you they lock the doors on those. But again, your mileage may vary, and it just all depends on how lazy the bureaucrats are. There's a chance that they just went home, and maybe the bathrooms are open. Who knows?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Ben, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's actually where I wanted to start tonight, was this shutdown of this partial. Again, there's about 800,000, apparently, federal government employees that have been affected by this. And Daryl did the research this week. He found out that about half of those 800,000 are furloughed, meaning stay home. The other half are told they have to come to work. And they're going to get paid when the government starts up again. But until then, they're working without pay. As soon as the next paycheck is supposed to come out, which I think we calculated may be as soon as the 11th, so next Friday, this coming Friday.
They're working like migrant workers. Well, we'll pay you when we want.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. So they're being, they're on the job, and they're expected to show up, and they're expected to do their whatever role it is they have in whichever bureaucracy we're talking about. But yet, if the paychecks are supposed to come out, they're not going to. So I don't know if they've missed one check already, or if it's that first check that they're going to miss coming up here this week.
And boy, are they going to miss it.
But some of them are missing it already, according to CNN, where hundreds of Transportation Security Administration bureaucrats have been calling out. They've been required to work without paychecks through the partial government shutdown, which, by the way, has lasted for 2 weeks now. So they just crossed the 14-day threshold. I think it was yesterday. So next Friday is going to be 21 days, and that will actually be, if they go 22 days, that will be a record. That'll
okay.
be a record length of time for which the federal government has
and had Trump
a shutdown.
Has said months or years for the shutdown.
Yes. Yes, he has. And I, again, I don't agree with his reasoning as to why the shutdown's happening. I don't support the border wall. I don't support government bureaucracy getting bigger and, you know, more intrusive and all that, which is what Trump wants to do.
But he's avoided war with North Korea. He has pulled the troops out of Afghanistan and Syria.
Well,
and
wait,
now
wait,
he's
wait.
Shut
I
down the government.
I thought he reneged on Syria.
I haven't heard that yet.
Okay, I heard a headline. I didn't read the story.
Mattis is out. I mean, I don't know
who's out.
Mattis.
General
Mattis.
Yeah,
okay. So at this point, he is the most libertarian president we've ever had.
I think there's a strong argument that I wouldn't call him libertarian. I would call him, you know, he's been more small government than any president in my lifetime. That's for sure. And if that's not saying a lot. I just want to be clear. The government's getting bigger under Trump. The government's getting more expensive under Trump. They're still stealing money from you. They're still forcing you into obedience. The government's not any better than it was. It's just that he's just had more effect on changing a little bit, right? So it's not like a huge difference in degrees or anything like that, but there's some things worth pointing out, some things worth supporting that he's done so far. And if it's true that he does intend to keep this shutdown going for years, if necessary, well, then that's great. Because if that results in a complete lockdown of these 800,000 employees, more and more of them are going to do what the TSA agents are doing here. Because the question is, for how long would you work if you worked for the government?
Right. I mean, you know, what I get called and they come out and use terms on me like, anarchist, you know, anti-civilization, you know, terms like this that have been used against me over time. And, I believe in what I do so much that I don't need a paycheck to do what I do. However, do the government workers demand a paycheck for their jobs? Because, you know, in many cases, they claim to be so much more high and mighty than I am. I've watched them arrest my friends and talk about how they, you know, believe in this and Western civilization, blah, 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 blah. But, hey, you're going to work without a paycheck?
How many of them will? For how long? Well, already, many TSA agents, hundreds of them, have called out from work from at least four major airports, according to two senior agency officials and three TSA employee union officials. The mass call-outs could inevitably mean air travel is less secure. Even the TSA said, I heard a news report when I was on WLOB today, and I was on there talking about Bitcoin this afternoon on one of their local shows, Talkin' Maine. But during the news break from Fox News, the TSA is claiming that the impact on security is, quote, minimal. That's because TSA doesn't actually make things more secure.
And it's not called security theater for nothing.
Having more of them milling about, checking your belts and your shoes and all the things.
Stealing your water.
You know, all of that stuff, not actually keeping you secure.
Sorry, honey is not a solid, it's a liquid. You're going to have to throw that away.
But this is the fear-mongering that CNN is doing here, saying
you take that pork chop, but not the honey.
This is, again, the fear-mongering CNN saying, it could make less air travel less secure, especially as the shutdown, says CNN, enters its second week with no clear end to the political stalemate in sight. Heidrick Thomas, president of the National TSA Employee Union, told CNN, quote, this will definitely affect the flying public who we are sworn to protect, he said, while their spokesbureaucrat said the agency is, quote, closely monitoring the situation and that screening wait times will remain well within TSA standards. So apparently hundreds of TSA employees can just leave work and everything's fine.
Right. Well, it's called, a thousand standing around.
Right.
The things about the TSA is they do have systems for making things go more quickly if they want. So they could just tell everybody, leave your shoes on. That makes things go a lot more quickly.
Somebody I talked to said they let him wear their shoes recently.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll just tell you can leave your shoes on.
At John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City, as many as 170 TSA employees have called out every day this week, says their spokesperson. Officers from a morning shift were required.
Who's going around?
We're required to work extra hours to cover the gaps. Callouts have increased by 200% to 300% at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, where typically 25 to 30 TSA employees call out from an average shift, according to... That's a lot of people calling out on average.
Big airports, you know, if you get a lot of employees, you can expect a lot of call-outs, you know.
But now that's increased by 200 to 300%. Union
especially
officials,
as the employees figure out that their jobs and their are meaningless.
Yeah. Union officials stress that absences are not part of an organized action, but believe the number of people calling out will likely increase. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in here on the government shutdown finally affecting the employees, many of them just walking out. It's Free Talk Live.
Seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Russ Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Russ engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Russ Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Russ's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Russ's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. We're here. We'll take your calls and thoughts on the first Saturday edition of the new year. Welcome. If you're listening to us here from the first or for the first time in the new year, welcome and happy new year to you. With you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And I do want to let you know about Liberty stickers, because if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. With LibertyStickers.com, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages available to you over at LibertyStickers.com. And yes, they can do custom work, so you got a business or an event or whatever it is you want to get a bunch of bumper stickers for, they can do that stuff. LibertyStickers.com. If you want an example of what it's like, the quality, you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which is, we have Liberty Stickers make those. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's our website. You'll find a mailing address there. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address that you see and indicate that you want to receive a bumper sticker, and we will send one to you. It's that easy.
That easy.
Yep. So, LibertyStickers.com. As we continue, we go to your calls and thoughts. TSA agents calling out of work. Hundreds of percent, 200 to 300% increases in call-outs at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. JFK, according to CNN, as many as 170 employees from the TSA have called out every single day this week. Many of them, understandably, frustrated at being told, you got to come to work, but you might not get paid when the paychecks are supposed to come out because of this so-called government shutdown, this partial shutdown that's been going on. Let's go.
Yeah, I would say those numbers are going to keep going up as paychecks stop coming out.
Indeed. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, your first caller asked about the national forests and national parks.
Yeah.
A lot of this has to do with how much shutdown theater Donald Trump wants to engage in. And I haven't heard the same level that I've heard in previous shutdowns. I mean, they're not putting road cones around open-air monuments. They're not even, as far as I know, not even blocking the entrances to national parks and national parks.
See, yeah, that's different from the previous ones. Do you think there's somebody...
It might have something to do with a Democrat being in charge of the White House who wants to make sure that you understand that government is very important. So when we shut it down, we have to make it very uncomfortable.
That might entirely be the case. And then also, being as he's a, you know, comes from the private sector, he'd tend to be stingy anyhow. And so he'd probably be like, no, why am I going to spend money to put road cones up when I'm shutting the government down?
That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if it did come down from on top. That's a question that would be nice to have an answer to that.
Well, I'm sure every department gets to make
board to figure out what's going on in this White House.
Yeah, I think that every sort of agency probably has its own protocols and that sort of thing. But Trump could have very well said, if you make any efforts that are artificial looking to make it more uncomfortable, this government shutdown more uncomfortable for American citizens, I'm going to have your head on a plate.
Or transfer you to do, count the paperclip shortage in some unpleasant embassy at the end of the earth. So I have to ask y'all a question.
Sure.
Have y'all ever taken the four-sided political ideology test? You know,
On the Nolan chart, the one where it's sort of libertarian and...
libertarian at the top,
yeah.
Sort of a diamond shape, basically. Libertarian at the top, so and then there's left...
Diamond shape or square.
The square and, rotated, yeah.
Right, and I've kind of taken that test, and I find myself, I'm parallel with Carl Benjamin, but he's a little bit to the left of me, but he's moving in my direction with the test.
I don't know who that is.
Sargon of Akkad.
Oh, isn't that like a YouTube guy that you've called about previously?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
So is he a right winger, or what's his deal?
He calls himself a liberal.
Uh-huh.
And
you're saying you're to the left of that guy?
I'm to the right of that guy.
Oh, to the right. Okay, sorry.
And in the classic sense, he is a liberal. But not in the modern sense. He doesn't have this strong desire to tell people how to live. But the one thing that I've noticed about this test...
Well, a classical liberal is essentially another way of defining a libertarian. I mean, you could say that. You could also say a libertarian is paleoconservative, but it just depends on, you know, where... what you're looking at and who you're talking to. So what's the relevance of this guy?
Well, it's not so much the relevance of this guy, but he took the test again and he's moving further right. But I'm wondering, though, is if we're missing another dimension, and if you take nationalism versus globalism, does that add a third dimension to this entire test?
Yeah, I couldn't say. Thanks, Matthew. I appreciate the call tonight. For anybody that wants to take the quiz, the Advocates for Self-Government, they're the ones
who... Just go to quiz.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that works, and that'll take you right to their website. And
I just took it.
The first option. You just now took it?
Mm-hmm. It's that fast.
It's still 10 questions?
10 questions.
Okay.
Should government spending be cut by 50% or more?
Yeah.
You know, support a draft, you know, that kind of thing.
And then it'll chart you as to where you're at, whether you're libertarian, whether you're left, whether you're right, whether you're a statist, which is the opposite of a complete opposite of a libertarian on the chart, or a, as they call it, a centrist. So those are the five potential. I guess you can also land on the border between some of them as well. But check it out. It's free. And once again, that's quiz.freetalklive.com. So we'll get back into the TSA story. Many of them, hundreds per airport, apparently calling out. And we go, though, to your calls and thoughts first. Jimmy is on the line in North Carolina, listening online. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, this is Jimmy. I was wondering what you thought about the GoFundMe border, the border wall thing.
Seems like they're really getting a lot of funds for it.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think that they should try that with all government programs.
But this isn't the government that's raising the money, right? Isn't it a private organization? Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure, honestly.
I don't know anything about it. I haven't looked at it, but I presume it's not a government agency because I think I heard that they want to like donate the money to the Department of Homeland Security, and now there's some question about whether or not they can take a donation or something like that. So there's some, you know, some hurdles that they probably have to jump over. But ultimately, you know, if they wanted to do it themselves, they wouldn't be able to pull it off because in order to build something like that, you know, you'd essentially have to have the power of eminent domain because some people aren't going to want to sell their property voluntarily. Although I suppose you could just keep raising the price to the point where somebody would want to sell, but that would, of course, dramatically increase the price of...
Well, then you have to get the town or the county or whatever to redraw the maps and that sort of thing because, well, now you just want to put a fence through. Well, you don't need that much of an easement and, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, I support voluntary measures of funding things, but I still don't support things that will create a police state and keep people inside the United States and keep people out of here as well. I find it a very scary concept.
So
thanks for the try.
I kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I kind of felt that as well. We had a questionable caller at the front of the show as well. So it might be one of those nights. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe he really wants the wall and is just really upset that we're not on board with it.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Do you think he even has an opinion?
No. He's just trying to come up with something to talk about so they can be a dumb kid and say the F-bomb on the radio.
Well, the reality is it didn't get on the radio
because
we have technology on our side.
This is the first time we've run across some teenager with a telephone.
Yeah. Toll free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. You can take control of the airways. We've got the more on the TSA. They are calling in sick every single day this week.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security and keep everyone happy. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I seen people running and I heard gunshots and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is in Iowa campaigning for the 2020 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition of the show. TSA agents calling out across the country. 200 to 300% increase in call-outs at Dallas-Fort Worth, according to CNN. 170 TSA employees at JFK calling out every single day this week. We can tell you more about that on the way. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also want to let you know Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That's right. This week, in fact, 2 days ago, was the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the program, being released, the code, the source code, the program, being released to the world and to change forever the face of finance and financial, you know, the history of money, essentially. We can talk more about that on the way here, but if you want to learn about Bitcoin, now's a great time to go and do it. You're not too late, you know, just a decade in here. How many businesses were accepting credit cards after the first decade? Not that many.
What did the internet look like after the first decade?
Yeah, exactly. So you are definitely not too late. Go learn more about it. Start over at the Bitcoin.com Academy. That's one of the sections of a very large website. Bitcoin.com. Check the Academy. Get started there. Learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
We just had, this week, had lunch with the former head developer of Bitcoin, the guy that, you know, introduced might not be the right term because we'd heard about Bitcoin before our conversation with him, but he told us all the major points. We learned a lot more about Bitcoin back in January of 2011 when we had lunch with him. He now calls that the most profitable lunch of his lifetime, but he said he believes.
Nice.
What's that?
That's awfully nice.
It is, but I think that he's right that Free Talk Live had a lot to do with the early promotion of Bitcoin. But he believes that Bitcoin has another big bull run in it, is what his statement was.
Now, of course, you know, he's just been around for a long time. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. He's not necessarily any more well-informed than anyone else on what the future is going to hold.
Names are meaningful, and he pays attention, you know. What? He pays attention better than most people.
Yeah. So we can talk more about Bitcoin on the way here. TSA agents, again, they're not quitting, but they're calling out. They don't want to go to work without getting paid, but yet they've been told they have to show up. 400,000 of these federal employees have to come to work without getting paid. Now, they're hoping that down the line they're going to get a paycheck, which they will once the government, you know, reactivates in its full capacity. They're going to cut checks for back pay.
Presumably.
So, well, no, that's how it's always worked, unless Trump can somehow change that. I suspect the unions have rules in place that guarantee that those sorts of things happen. But we can tell you more about it coming up here. Let's go first, though, to Henry, calling, listening to WIBC FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Henry.
Hey, so I wanted to just get your thoughts on overdoses and the use of Narcan. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it's costing a ton of money by the government, and just wanted to see your guys' thoughts on
that. Let's explain what Narcan is first. So it was actually legalized here in New Hampshire. It was previously prohibited, and I suspect there's still some states where it's a prohibited thing to own, which is a shame because it can actually save lives. And the idea is if somebody is overdosing on opiates, which, of course, in a lot of places is a huge problem, you know, people using heroin or oxycodone or, you know, these other various different opiates, if they're overdosing on opiates, it can essentially, and again, I don't know if I'm speaking exactly as to the medical aspect of it, but it can essentially stop an overdose. It can kind of reverse the effects of that, right, at least for some period of time, in order enough to save that person's life. And so there have been people whose lives have absolutely been saved by the fact that, you know, this Narcan is more available, since you can now, at least in New Hampshire and some other states, I don't know which ones have this, but you can actually go to Walgreens and or CVS or whatever and buy a dose or maybe more than one dose of this medicine. And let's say you've got a roommate or a loved one, somebody who, you know, a family member who you know has a heroin problem, or
child, parent,
an opiate addiction. Hopefully not too many children, but yes, people do have these problems.
Well, you can have children that are adults. That's possible.
Oh, you're talking about like a man-child or something like that?
No, you idiot. There are people in this world whose children have reached above the age of 18.
Oh, you're talking about child in the general sense. I see what you're saying. I thought you were talking about children, like little kids who are using heroin. I'm like, I don't know how common that is. But anyway, you can have this medicine on hand, and if the person who you care about is actually having some sort of issue with an overdose, you can save their life rather than having to wait for some provider in an ambulance to show up whenever it is they happen to get there. So what you're saying is, Henry, you're concerned because state and local governments are spending a bunch of money on this?
We are. There are actually state workers that have been trained and issued Narcan if just in the rare case that they happen upon a person overdosing.
So these are just like state bureaucrats? They're not the police or they're not ambulance drivers?
Right. I mean, the police and the ambulance, they absolutely have them on hand.
Mm-hmm.
But the state worker, they've been trained and are out there.
So is this happening in Indiana specifically, or do you know if it's going on beyond that?
I only know about Indiana.
Yeah, I've not heard anything about that happening here in New Hampshire. I don't know, Mark, if you've heard anything about state workers being issued Narcan.
Yeah, fire departments have it.
No, fire departments, you could expect something like that. But he's saying non-emergency workers. He's saying just bureaucrats, some pencil pusher from an office is being issued Narcan in Indiana.
Hmm.
Just so they can have it with them. Yeah, it sounds like a big government, you know, boondoggle to me, at least there in Indiana. And, you know, the concern obviously is with the government and their spending. And obviously they're going to, if you give them money, and they will take it from you by force. They'll spend it however it is that they want. So what can you really do about that besides, you know, if you love liberty, move to New Hampshire and work to try to change that? I don't know. You can complain about it, but it probably won't do you much good.
Can I ask one other question?
Yes, sir.
How many times should we give Narcan to, talking like first responders, how many times should we give Narcan to a overdose person?
I think this problem tends to solve itself. You know, I get where you're coming from, mm-hmm. right? Like, Narcan paid for by the tax dollars is just another form of welfare, right? And why should we be spending welfare on these, the most despicable of our, you know, citizenry? But, you know, like I just remember back to the story that my fire chief tells. He worked in town. He's a volunteer chief, but he was a regular firefighter in the city. And he said, yeah, we had one guy that we, you know, pumped with Narcan, sent him to the emergency room, saw him walking on the way out when we were coming to the back to the emergency room later on that day, and then we picked up his corpse later on that day.
Yeah.
So
it's not going to save everybody in the long term.
You can't get there in time.
Yeah. What I would say to that question, though, is they're spending a lot of taxpayer dollars on providing a bunch of so-called, you know, healthcare services to very poor people who they're not going to pay the ambulance bill. They're not going to pay the hospital bill. They're not going to, you know, they're just not going to. And so those costs get absorbed in a variety of different ways, whether it's, you know, if it's they're spending the money on Narcan or spending the money on whatever other, you know, ingredients or medicines that they're distributing to a variety of poor people who are, you know, maybe they're taking advantage of a system and the system is there for them to take advantage of. The only way to change that is to change the system. I don't think, you know, rallying against Narcan isn't going to solve the problem. The problem right. is the government and coercion and forced wealth redistribution. Thank you, Henry, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Until people, you know, actually meaningfully want some sort of change with the way the system works, it's just going to keep doing what it's doing, which is to say allowing politicians to give money to their buddies. So there's probably somebody at the Narcan company who's getting a pretty sweet deal out of this. You know, all these state governments coming in with big buys and big contracts, and, you know, that ain't going to stop.
No.
Until something changes, and electing another Democrat or Republican is not going to change things, because not a single one of them is going to come out and say, I hate poor people, I want to stop all aid to people. Right? Like, that sounds bad, even though a libertarian would say, well, let's let poor people be helped by the marketplace, by charities, by people who voluntarily want to help. But that's such a big proposal, and it's so politically unpopular, nobody's going to make that proposal. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. We got more on the TSA calling out sick, calling out saying they're not coming in, and of course everybody knows why. It's because they're not getting paid. They're being told to show up to work, and
that's why we call it work.
And they're going to have to hold out as long as this government shutdown, the partial shutdown thing going on.
I think it's fair to point out that when you decide to take a government paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
That these are some of the things that you're deciding to put up with.
It's a risk.
There's a risk. I mean, this is an organization that is, shifty.
It's a criminal organization.
Well,
you're working for a crime gang.
They operate in many cases like that, yes.
Yeah. So you get what you get. And in this case, they're not getting anything until the end of the shutdown, but yet they're being told they need to come in and go to work. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Letter Mage on the line. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Letter Mage in Oklahoma. Hello? Letter Mage? Are you there? Letter Mage going once. He was just there just a moment ago. Letter Mage going twice. All right, well, maybe try him again later on. All right, let's continue here. John is on the line in Missouri. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead. Yeah, it's just not going to get there. Sorry, buddy. Toll-free, waited 20, 30 minutes for that or something like that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
What do you suppose this F-word that he used means?
855-450-FREE.
I've never heard this word before.
3733. Aren't you offended? Aren't you
hey,
hurt?
Hey, Mark, F you.
Aren't you hurt? Did he hurt your feelings?
He amused me.
Union officials say this is not an organized action, but they believe the number of people calling out is going to increase. quote, this problem of call-outs is really going to explode over the next week or two when employees miss their first paycheck, according to a union official at Dallas-Fort Worth International, saying further, TSA officers are telling the union they'll find another way to make money, and that means calling out to work other jobs.
This is pilfering things out of people's wallets.
Well, they can't do that as easily if they're not coming to work. I mean, you can't steal from the people if you're
You don't
not
see
going
as many to... news stories about the TSA agents stealing people's iPads and stuff as
Why
you
Why would
used
that
to.
Make the news?
It used to.
Really?
Yeah.
There were the stories that the TSA had a bunch of stuff that they would, like, auction.
No,
whatever.
There was, like, every once in a while they'd nab somebody who's
rarely
using though. It as a part-time job.
To steal things from bags and things. Yeah, that's
sure.
That's pretty rare, though, because that happens.
Am I the only one who took that way? I just don't know. We'll find another way to make money around here.
It's pretty rare that happens, though, because, you know, what I'm saying is it's rare that the news happens. Is reporting on it.
Being
it's
a TSA rare officer actual... is going to be about to become an entrepreneurial endeavor, if you know what I mean.
It's not rare that it actually happens. People have stuff stolen from them by these TSA agents all the time, and there's just nothing that you can do about it. What are you going to do about it? If you get to your destination...
It depends on how you define steal, right? So if you define steal
usually
as taking,
it means
the
taking
name,
something that's not yours.
Sure. Taking in the name of the government, many people don't define as stealing. They're
sure.
Wrong.
I wasn't even talking about that. Okay. But I do consider that to be stealing when the government takes your things from you and you have no recourse. In this case, I'm talking about the individual agent working in the back office or wherever, you know, the back security area where all the bags are passing through. They're cutting locks off of bags and going through bags and pocketing things like drugs and pocketing other valuables. There's very little accountability when those things happen. What do you do about it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I lost something out of my bag somewhere between here and Acapulco.
Yeah.
I passed through three, you know, airports. The bag has been handled by dozens of people between here and there.
Nothing's going to happen.
Nothing is going to happen. The airline's going to be like, well, we're sorry, but it's not our fault. You know, we didn't have it the whole time. It could have been the TSA. The TSA is going to say, well, we don't know what happened. What are you going to do? Hire an attorney? You're going to hire an attorney to try to get back your, you know, precious belonging, whatever it was? Whatever it was? I mean, look, if you've got something like a ring that your grandmother gave to you, go ahead, pack it up, ship it via FedEx.
Well, wear it.
Well, okay, but whatever. You know, like some sort of thing that's important to you. Maybe it's gaudy. You know, maybe you don't want to actually wear the ring that grandma gave you. But it's, you know, a family heirloom. Pack it up, insure it, ship it via FedEx. Don't put it in your bag. Whatever it is, if you care about something, don't put it in your bag.
At the very least, put it in your carry-on.
Yeah, at least that.
Less time for somebody to go through a carry-on. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few things you can't put in a carry-on, so like a gun or a knife or something like that. Apparently, you can stow those things in bags, from what I understand. I'm not an attorney. I don't know how all that works.
Right, but if you pack a gun in a suitcase, supposedly there's protocols and everything, but if it comes up missing, what are you going to do? You know, I got in the airport in Logan, and I got out in LAX, and my gun's not there. I don't know.
That actually might be worth making a phone call on, but because you know they might take that more seriously, given that now there's a gun floating around somewhere in their security, department. Some bureaucrat is packing heat in the back room.
There might be a insurance policy the airport the airline has that you might be able to cash in on. I don't know.
So they're saying this is going to get worse as the this particular shutdown is more and more protracted. And again, we've already passed the first 2 weeks. So if we come back here in another week, it's going to be a record 22 days. We're not there yet, but I got my fingers crossed. I sure do hope that this hits a new record. The last record was set during the Clinton administration in the 1990s. I think it was in 95, 96, one of those two. There were two times for Clinton.
It's so odd to say the government shut down. I mean, really? The government?
It's partial.
It's a strange thing to say because everybody always says, well, you need to have a government. Apparently,
not
you
all
don't,
these guys.
At the very least, have to have these people, whoever these people are, all the people that are sent home.
North Carolina airports, including Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham, have experienced 10% higher TSA callouts, according to Mac Johnson, the local union president. He says that number will get worse as this drags on. The callouts are creating a vulnerability, he claims, and screeners are, quote, doing more with less. Two of the sources who are federal officials described...
How do you do more with less if you're the TSA?
Well, they're doing about the same, probably, with less.
Slightly less with less.
Described the sick outs as protests of the paycheck delay. One called
Seems pretty clear.
The blue flu, a reference to the blue shirts worn by transportation security officers who screen passengers and baggage at airport security checkpoints. A union official, however, said that while some employees are upset about the pay, officers have said they're calling in sick for more practical reasons. Single parents can no longer afford child care, or they're finding cash-paying jobs outside of government work to pay their rent and other bills, for example. And
does it really matter if it's... hold on. They didn't miss the paycheck yet, right?
I think they might. I don't know, Mark.
Well, it just said in the article that they hadn't. This will get worse as when they miss the next check.
We thought that their first check they're going to miss was the 11th, but that would be 3 weeks in. So maybe they did miss. I don't know. Maybe they missed one on the first day of this thing. Good question. It's not been made clear in this particular story.
Well, if they haven't missed a check and they're calling out for practical reasons, like they can't afford to pay the babysitter,
mm-hmm.
then that's a budgeting issue on the side of the TSA agent because they got their last check.
Is going to affect all of these agents over time.
Right. Well, it certainly is.
Because
if they actually miss a check, then they really are going to have real issues.
Because a lot of
most
people
of America
paycheck
lives
to paycheck.
That way. Right. 40% of Americans, according to some relatively recent news item, only can put their hands on $400 cash. Right now, and I believe it was 60% of Americans can only put their hands on $1,000.
This may be preemptive, Mark. It's sort of like a protest move, basically.
Well, that makes more sense.
To not, like, that they're expecting this shutdown to continue, so they're like, well, crap, if I don't get paid on Friday, so the supposed paychecks, as I understand it, are coming out on the 11th. If I don't get paid on Friday, and I'm expecting not to, I better do something now to make the money that I need to get the rent paid or pay the power bill.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Also,
it's preemptive.
Yeah, you're going to see that people often use up their sick time and their vacation time mm-hmm. before they quit.
Yeah.
And if they're expecting this to be protracted, then it's effectively them quitting, right? Because they can't afford
yeah, sure.
to do a job where they're not going to get paid.
Use the sick time up, then you quit.
Right.
Is the idea? So, yeah, that's what I was saying. And I was saying this earlier this week when we were talking about the shutdown continuing and Trump, you know, not coming to an agreement with the Democrats and so on, pointing out that eventually more and more of these bureaucrats are going to say, you know what, I've got to do something here. I've got bills to pay. I've got to pay the rent. I've got to take care of my kids or whatever. They've got these different things
sure.
that are pressuring on them. And certainly being a government bureaucrat means you've got some pretty sweet benefits, no doubt about it. Like, there are a lot of reasons why people work for the government. They get paid more than the private counterparts in a lot of cases.
But usually the paychecks aren't gigantic, especially for the TSA. And, you can't afford to do without it.
Right.
Most people spend to their means.
So if this actually continues, if Trump's serious and he does take this thing for months or years, that is going to result in some attrition. And I don't know what the percentages are going to be, but some people are going to just say, F this.
They're going to have to.
And they're going to walk off the job and never come back. More coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free like freedom. And then how many people are going to want to take the job to replace them? It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.